This I believe. Henry Beetle Huff is co-editor with his wife of the Vineyard Gazette in Edgartown, Massachusetts. With the exception of 4 years at the Columbia School of Journalism and a trip to South Africa, he has lived on Martha's Vineyard ever since 1920. His fame, however, has spread far beyond that small island, largely because of his books about Edgartown and the life of a country editor. Besides his paper and the people of his town, he is especially fond of gardening, roses, and bicycling. This is Henry Beetle Huff's creed.
All the generations before our own have found it difficult to understand size, the sheer bigness of big things. But I think a time has come when it is even more difficult to keep into perspective a true idea of smallness. When my wife and I took over the editorship of a country weekly and went to live in a town of 1,200 inhabitants, we were advised that we were making a mistake to set our sights so low, to make a start with so little. But now I look back across a spread of almost 33 years, and to me the choice seems more than ever a wise and proper one. It seems to me that too many modern people assume that anything small is necessarily an early and imperfect version of something that should be bigger and better. They take it for granted that in terms of usefulness and worth and importance, our world has gone beyond the things that are small. But to me, after 3 decades and more, the particular small things I know are more different in kind than in size. They are not underdeveloped or outdated. On the contrary, they are mature, complete examples of what certain activities and relationships have always been and will always be. I believe that a big world is not necessarily a grown-up world, and that the values of life are not measured by any standard of size. In the truth of the human adventure, the truth that has been since the beginning and does not change with the building of vast skyscrapers or even with the unloosing of the power of the atom, there is no largeness beyond that of the spirit of understanding. Humanity now, as always, is contained in small relationships, flourishes in small places, and finds some of its best blossoming in small tasks. I know of no vastness of enterprise that can outweigh a single human heart. I believe that to be concerned with small things does not mean renunciation of an advancing age, nor a failure of ambition. Human beings must rightly choose varying goals. Whether one is concerned with a small field or a greater, he must accept the discipline of the selected task, a self-discipline having its basis in reason and understanding. Each human being foregoes much and gives up much in devoting himself to a particular share of the human adventure of his time, for he cannot have it all, and to be misled by a false lure of vast things is the surest path to disappointment. Once accepted, this self-discipline discloses another side, and that other side is freedom of the spirit. There is no truer emancipation than the discovery of opportunity in oneself. Our age is one of internationalism and of the broad outlook, but internationalism of viewpoint does not consist in turning one's back upon the local and small, but rather in joining local enjoyment of freedom and humanitarianism with these principles as they exist in other places. I have come to look upon my neighbors not only as the fellow townsmen I see from day to day, but also and accurately as the human race. And in the long run, this should find me looking upon the human race as my neighbors.
There are the beliefs of a Martha's Vineyard country editor, Henry Beetle Huff. The latest of his 7 books is called Singing in the Morning, and like the others, testifies to his love of life.